T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You were a kid. Did you ever get your parents in trouble by something you said at school? Mm-hmm. Like an innocent thing, but made your parents look kind of bad?
Right.
Or how did you get your kids? How did your kids get you in trouble with their teacher? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. Yeah, when my daughter burned her hand on the iron, I said it was my fault and she heard me. So when she went to school with her bandage and told the teacher my daddy burned me with the iron, that was something I had to talk to about. Not only my daughter, but my daughter's teacher.
I know. It's
what did you say?
They're being very literal, but it ends up getting you in trouble.
Well, she burned herself. She heard me say it's my fault.
Right.
I mean, it was my fault.
Right.
Because I left the iron on.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, how did your kids get you in trouble? How did you get your parents in trouble? 833-287-1037.
All right. So just recently, a mom had written about the first day of school. Her daughter was complaining about her legs itching, her little girl. And she said, that's okay. Just go in mommy's top drawer and there's a little travel size bottle of Jergens lotion.
Mm-hmm.
So she threw it in her backpack, went to school. The mom got a call about 15 minutes after school started from the teacher, who was actually laughing, but saying, I think you want to know what your daughter has in her backpack. She accidentally packed the KY jelly, not the Jergens lotion.
I see. I see. Yeah.
Where'd you get that? Mommy's drawer.
Mommy's drawer.
Yeah.
Where'd all things that have mystery revolving around them come from? Mommy's drawer. 833-287-1037. Tuesday is in Escondido.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, your daughter or your kids ever get you in trouble at school, or did you do the same to your parents?
Oh, the only thing that I could think of is we have annual passes to Disneyland, and we were going for 2 days, but I was going to just tell the school that my daughter was sick, but she went and told them that.
Oh.
We were going to Disneyland for 2 days.
Yeah. Honesty.
She told me. She was like, oh, I told Miss So-and-so that we were going to Disneyland. Mm. And I was like, oh, really? And she was like, yeah. So she, last year in the beginning of the year, she had whooping cough. So she missed like 2 weeks of school. So she was already at the like maximum amount of days missed. And so she shouldn't miss any more school, but we already had the trip planned. And I was like, okay, well now I can't lie. So then I got a letter home in the mail saying that she was like at the maximum amount of days missed for school. Oops. It was like the first 2 months of school.
I wonder if you would have gotten that letter Tuesday had you just been honest with the teacher.
Yeah, right.
I remember contemplating, dude, I used to take my daughters out of school every mm-hmm. time a new Harry Potter movie came out.
Yes.
That was our date. We'd go
right.
to lunch, go see the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
And I mean, I blatantly took them out of school. I contemplated with a doctor's appointment, but I always was told that was super bad karma.
Right.
So I didn't. And I actually came clean with my teacher, my daughter's kindergarten teacher, and she thought it was the cool, maybe third grade. Anyway, thought it was the coolest thing ever.
That's
so,
nice.
You know. I encourage you to pull your kids out of school. I do.
Right.
You don't have a lot of time with them.
As long as it's not habitual and causing an issue with their schooling,
thank you.
Obviously.
Thank you, Practical Tim. You know what I meant.
Yes, I do. 833-287-1037. How did you get your parents in trouble at school? Or what did your kids do to you that you're like, oh, no. Jessa, you have a story, too, that got your grandpa in trouble.
Well, my mom got called into the office because they were concerned. I wrote a paper about what I did over the weekend. It was elementary school.
Yeah.
And my grandpa had this fun game that I thought was funny and not weird at all. When I was a kid, he would tie me up in duct tape. Like, and it was like a funny thing.
Your grandpa would hold you captive?
Like, as a joke, I'd joke around, I'd pretend to do something bad. He's like, I'm going to get you. And he'd grab me and he'd duct tape me and put me up sometimes against a light pole.
Hold on, wait,
I know,
wait.
It's so weird.
Your grandpa would bound you and attach you to a light pole?
But not leave you there. It was
and the whole family's in the yard watching and laughing.
Did you really just say not leave you there?
No.
Come Come on, he'd leave her there.
It's one of those weird things that we thought was hilarious, and the whole family was there. It's not like it was. It was weird, but
it's very weird.
But I wrote about it in a letter, and they called my mom to the principal's office because they were afraid they were about to call CPS. Yeah,
I think I would too.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I think I want to right now.
Listen, my dad gave me $20 not to talk for an hour and to make sure I could do it. He's like, would you like duct tape? And I duct taped my mouth.
Oh, you did that to me.
I was worried I couldn't do it.
Did your dad duct tape you to the wall? Maybe you should get some pointers from Jess's
grandpa. No, but I do remember once we tied up my mom.
You did what?
We tied up my mom.
What goes on in your homes?
We were playing.
You were playing bound and gag mom? What kind of weird game is that? Tie your kid to a lamppost. You guys have weird homes, man. No judgment, but judgment.
My daughter went to her teacher and they came back from summer break and they were asking everybody to share something they did over the summer. And my daughter looked at the teacher and said, we played Drunk Mickey. Oh, so they had a giant Mickey Mouse, a giant stuffed Mickey Mouse that we had. And he had fallen over somewhere. I mean, he was like 3 feet tall. Okay. And so he's big, right?
Yeah.
And my husband looked at him slumped over in the corner, just jokingly said, what, is Mickey drunk? And the kids thought that was funny. So they were doing that to each other. I'm drunk Mickey. Ha, ha, ha. You know, but it just doesn't sound right when your kid goes to the teacher and says it. Our phone number is 833-287-1037.
Kaylin's in Oceanside. How'd you get your parents in trouble, Kaylin?
Well, my mom assumed that I could figure out that she was not being truthful with me, and she told me that I went to the vet until I was 3.
Oh.
And I completely believed her. I loved animals, and I was like, I went to the vet? Like an animal? Like the cat? Yeah. And so I went to school and told my teacher, and my teacher was like, what? You got shots from the vet?
Oh,
and so
my
she
gosh.
Did call CPS.
Oh
man.
Please. I'm sorry. Is it illegal to get your shots when
from
your kid,
a veterinarian?
From a vet? I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
And the good news is probably had a very shiny coat.
I do have nice skin as an adult. Yes.
There you go.
Oh my God,
you should thank your parents for that.
She must have been like, gosh, why did I think she would believe me? All right. Thank you, honey.
Weston is in Escondido. Morning, Weston.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. You got your mom in trouble?
I did. I think it was either kindergarten or first grade, and it was back to school night. And my mom was standing there talking to my teacher, and I was standing right next to her side. And she went to put her arm around me, but when she lifted her arm, I flinched and almost went down to the fetal position like she was about to hit. She never hit me, but for some reason, that was my first reaction, and she got so embarrassed.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I bet. Oh, poor mom.
Poor you. He thought he was going to get hit.
Well, but he had no reason to, though.
I don't know why that was my first reaction, but it was.
That's hilarious. Can't imagine how over-defensive your mom got towards your teacher. Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Poor mom.
Right.
All right. Thanks, pal. Take care.
Yeah, thanks.
Aiden's on the 8. What's up, Aiden?
All right. So I grew up, my parents would deal blackjack for like little different events, you know, like rodeos and that.
Okay.
And they taught me and my brother how to count using a deck of cards.
Uh-huh.
Wait a second, your mom and dad tell you to count cards?
Not count cards for like casinos or anything, but using like,
they
used
it as a
learning tool. 1, 2, 3, ace is 1, you know, 2, 3, like that.
Yeah. They used it as a tool to help you count. I got you. I'm like,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Okay.
So anyway, second grade, the teacher's using a deck of cards to teach us how to count. And I come out and say, hey, in blackjack, that's 21. My parents get a phone call and say, hey, we need a parent-teacher conference. And basically, what are you teaching your kids?
Oh my gosh. Come on. You know what they're teaching is proper practicality when you get to the table eventually.
Yeah.
You don't want some jerk that doesn't want to play blackjack. I commend your parents.
That's great. Thank you, honey.
Hey, what do you do when you got a 5 and a 6 and the dealer's got a 3?
I hit.
You double down, Aiden. Oh, your parents are so
they didn't get that far.
Parents are so disappointed right now. See you, dude.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.